Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim Klal Samaches. We're learning Simcha of Kimmel, which deals with halachos about Tosef. So the Chayyotim said, where a person puts on two of the same pair of tefillin, the same type of pair of tefillin, where a person takes two lulavim, basachas, the person is over, this is about Tosef. Because we hold that to be over bismanoi, there's no need for extra kavanah. Now, the question is, there is a Gemara Sanhedrin which says, regards to the sugya baltoisev, there's a concept of hai luchu dekoi v'hai luchu dekoi. If the two actions are independent and separate, so it's not baltoisev. Baltoisev is when you take the mitzvah and in some way you change the mitzvah by adding to it. But if you do two separate mitzvahs, two separate maisim, that's not considered baltoisev. And the Gemara says it in sukkah in regards to in Sanhedrin and in sukkah, regards to a person taking extra minim, so even though you're holding them together, there's nothing really which halachically connects them. So it's like separate maisim, and there's no din about tosef. And here the Chayyotim is saying there is a din about tosef. In Hilchos Lulav, there's actually a discussion whether a person is allowed to take more than one lulav, more than three hadasim and two arabas. Because of the question about Tosef, and both opinions are whether a person can take a second lulav or not. So the simple reading of the Gemara Sanhedrin would be mashma that one could. On the other hand, we have a Gemara in Erevin which says that a person who wears two pairs of tefillin is ever about Tosef. And there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah which seems to support that as well. So the Rishonim ask the question, and they give different sources. The Rashba says that a person is over about Tosef, like we're seeing over here in the Chayyotim. And the Gemara Sanhedrin is really talking about a different detail in the mitzvah. The halachas of about Tosef, the person still has the vera of about Tosef. The one suggestion is that the difference between the two sugyas is the discussion over there is discussing whether the action which one does invalidates the kosher action. So, if you add something which is directly to the mitzvah, even though you suppose and add the fifth tzitzit into his tzitzit, into his baggage, so that's one unit. That would it's not that you have 4 units in the mitzvah, plus you have a fifth one, you're going to be able to say. You invalidated the mitzvah, you changed the mitzvah to 5 sets of strings as opposed to 4, and you would not be used to the mitzvah. Taking a second pair of tefillin, even though a person would be able to say, it is not invalidated. That's one approach. There are multiple approaches to this question. But the Chayyotim is weighing in on the side that a person is a rebel based in that situation.
If a person has 5 sets of tzitzis, or he puts instead of putting 4 strings in each corner, you put 4 strings through and you double it over and you have 8 strings, he puts in 5. He has a total of 10 at the end. Person has 5 batim in his tefillin, 5 parshiyos. So all of those are ways that a person will be over this about Tosef. Omutulasus is a mitzvah filo kupamim b'yom. A person can do the mitzvah a second time. That's not called about Tosef. Davagav the minatara because it can be a dalam minim shabalulu pamach achas b'yom yotze. As soon as you pick up the dalam minim once, you don't say. Person can take it a second time. Now, ubavalai, however, in Yermer Shabbat, Hakabalim in the Torah, Chai, Belulav, Kalayim, the person would say that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to take the Lulav the whole day, which is not true. The mitzvah is to take it once, so he's adding on to the mitzvah. He's expanding the mitzvah. But the action alone is not considered problematic. This attitude is problematic. So where does that come from? So we mentioned there's 2 psukim, and we mentioned that the Gemara says there's 2 averas. There's 1 avera is to, as it were, expand the mitzvah itself. The one is to add a new mitzvah. This is more akin to the second concept of adding a new mitzvah, that the mitzvah itself is I've done already once and it's done. This man of the in a certain sense this man of the mitzvah is finished. So what am I doing now? I'm doing, as it were, a new mitzvah. Now, the next point that the Chayyarim deals with is how the two Chazal make the comments. How does that fit with the concept of Baal Tosef? Interesting question which comes up with the Moritz and Rosh Hashanah says that if the Kohanim add another bracha into the Birkas Kohanim, that'll be problematic. That's the Torah says to give three brachas and they're giving four brachas. The Kohanim, after they are finished giving Birkas Kohanim, they say a tefillah that Hashem should accept the brachas that they've given. The Kohanim, when they come down from the Dukhan, people tell them, Yeshakarach Kayan, and they say, Brachim to you. So the Poskim have a longer reason to discuss why isn't that a concern of Baal Tosef, that they're adding on another bracha. One suggestion is the fact they left the Dukhan, and the Mor says, well, it's not Smanah anymore. The Mor says, no, because a Kayan who Dukhans once, and there's another Tiber needs a Dukhaning, he has a responsibility to Dukhan. So his man, he's not finished with the mitzvah by just Dukhaning one time. So the man of the mitzvah continues during the day. And so even after he's left the Dukhan, theoretically, there is still a din, still called the Zman HaMitzvah, and you're being Moisebant to the Zman. One suggestion is that he's just saying the bracha that I gave should be a valid bracha. He's not adding a new bracha. One suggestion is he's saying it just to a yachid, and then a brichas kanim is said in the context of a tzibur. One suggestion is he's just responding to what the Yisrael who told him, thank Yeshakayach, he says, which means he gave a bracha to the Kayan, so the Kayan's giving a bracha in response. That's not a hisafa to brichas kanim, it's a response to the bracha of the Yisrael. Multiple suggestions how to deal with this question, but we see this concept of the Baal Tosef can sort of enter into many different corners which you haven't thought about. That's when we talk about the concept of Tekunas Rabbanan in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.